KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's windy and 23 degrees. We look for a winter weather advisory in effect until 6 p.m. this evening, and then a wind chill advisory will take in effect from 6 p.m. today until 9 a.m. on Friday. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. We do have several school districts that have made some adjustments to their day for today. Atlantic and ACGC have a two-hour late start this morning. Bedford also a two-hour late start. Cam, Creston, Griswold, Nottoway Valley, and Southwest Valley have all canceled classes for today. There will be no morning preschool at the Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool at the YMCA, and a two-hour late start today for Atlantic Head Start. Also, no morning fitness classes at the YMCA this morning. You can check out those announcements and others as they become available throughout the morning on our homepage, KJAN.com, under the Community Hub. Click on the Cancellations tab, obviously. And recapping the winter weather systems that we have coming through, Adams, Union, Taylor, Ringgold counties, winter weather advisory remains in effect until 8 a.m., from 8 a.m. today until 6 p.m., and then a wind chill advisory from 6 p.m. to 9 a.m. on Friday. For Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, and Madison counties, as I mentioned, winter weather advisory in effect until 6 p.m., and a wind chill advisory from 6 p.m. until 9 a.m. on Friday. For Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties, a winter weather advisory is in effect until 6 p.m., and a wind chill advisory will be in effect from 6 p.m. until 9 a.m. on Friday. You can expect blowing snow and very cold wind chills today. Winds will gust from 30 to 35 miles per hour with occasional gusts to 40. That could lead to visibility restrictions of 1/2 mile or less, especially along the east-west oriented highways and portions of Interstates 29 and 80. Wind chills from 15 to 20 degrees below zero are expected, so plan on some slippery roads, and patching blowing snow could reduce your visibility, especially in the rural areas. In local news, the City of Atlantic's Personnel and Finance Committee discussed for about 45 minutes Wednesday the issue of whether to sell the senior center as is, fix the roof and sell it, or fix the roof and hold on to the building. In the end, the committee decided to take the matter before the full City Council for further discussion and action during their next meeting in February. The Atlantic Elks Lodge was sold late last year, and representatives of the lodge said they learned in late December that the senior center might be available for purchase as their new home. The Elks are looking for a place to hold their bingo and other events and expand their membership. Elks Representative Dave Archibald told committee members that they're interested in buying the facility as is.
We are like to have something soon because of our timeline. We would buy it as is and take care of the roof ourselves. This way we're looking at it.
And City Administrator John Lund says a realtor told him the fair market value of the building, as is, will be between $59,000 and $63,000. Now, if the city pays for the roof repair, that would up the value to between $86,000 to $88,000. That roof has been leaking since last August and must be replaced. The cost of that project was estimated at $36,255. In addition to the roof factor, the city receives about $2,000 per year in revenue from the senior center. Lund said operating costs range from $4,244 to $4,323. An official said the payback on the roof is not mathematically feasible from ongoing revenues. The fund balance for the Senior Center Fund at the end of FY 2018 was $11,069. Now, the city admits the building has not been a high priority on physical updates, and while the structure itself is solid, minus the roof issue, it could use some additional investment. Lund said there are methods by which the city could fix the roof and retain ownership.
The council can activate a 13 and a half cent levy. That would be for the benefit of the senior center. I can lower the employee benefits levy by the same amount, so it's revenue. It would appear to be revenue neutral, just go into a different fund. That would bring in about 30 grand to help. When you combine that with the remaining balance of the senior center, get the roof repaired. In the meantime, the council can allow the Elks free of charge to use the facility in the evenings. No longer rent it out to other people. See how the two groups get along.
The move would still allow the senior center to be used from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily as it is today. The committee had a hard time deciding on whether to recommend to the council that the city sell the building outright to the Elks or fix the roof. Lund said the building would be better off under the Elks' control and ownership.
To me, it's an economic thing, but economics within reason. Like, if the Elks were not as reasonable as they are, I think that this would look pretty greedy, and I wouldn't feel comfortable trying to push the push the sale, but I'm not getting any vibes that they want to really change anything for the negative for the seniors anyway.
He said the building would be on the tax rolls, earning money for the city, and it would be better under management. Their fair market value offer is very reasonable, Lund said. Councilman Chris Jimerson, who sits in on the committee, said it will be a win-win. The Elks will get a new place, and the seniors still have a place to go that's easily accessible and familiar to them. One of the reasons it was given for why it shouldn't be sold was that in the future it may be useful to the city as a police station if necessary, or used for parking space if the second floor of the city hall ever gets modified, as discussed over the past several years, and that includes the addition of an elevator. And two women from Atlantic were cited into court on animal neglect charges, according to the Cass County Sheriff's Office. Two puppies, one of which was said to be a Labrador Retriever, were found in a snow-filled ditch near 750th and Hamburg Road, southwest of Anita, on January 12th. The animals were brought to the Cass County Animal Clinic for treatment. An investigation resulted in citations for 50-year-old Bunny Manlove and her daughter, 28-year-old Karen Hernandez, both of Atlantic. Both are scheduled to appear in court January 31st. In our funeral announcements, Diane Capel, age 76, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Friday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Diane Capel will be today at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Glenna Bone, age 88, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Glenna Bone will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Brooks Woolham, the 9-month-old son of Joe and Haley Woolham of Anita, died Monday at the Children's Hospital in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Brooks Matthew Woolham will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Cam High School in Anita. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting with the arrangements. Levon Godfrey, age 84, of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Levon Godfrey will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Vivian Langfelt, age 98, of Messina, died January 18th. Funeral services for Vivian Langfelt will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Garrett Thomas Carroll, age 24, of Denison, died Tuesday at the Crawford County Hospital. A celebration of life for Garrett Carroll will be held from 5 until 7 p.m. Friday at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Geraldine Jerry Hemmingson, age 75, of Elkhorn, died January 19th. Funeral services for Jerry Hemmingson will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Church of Christ of Latter-day Saints in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Rudolph Rudy Antofer, Jr., age 71, of Audubon, died Tuesday at St. Anthony's Hospital in Carroll. A massive Christian burial for Rudy Antofer, Jr., will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Richard Norgard, age 89, of Ankeny, died January 16th. Memorial services for Richard Norgard will be Saturday at noon at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Harold Whalert Sr., age 92, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died January 15th. Memorial services for Harold Whalert Sr. will be Saturday at 1:30 at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Nicholas Gross, age 54, of Glenwood, died Wednesday at Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Services for Nicholas Gross will be held at a later date. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Donald Pollock, age 88, of Anita, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Donald Pollock are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.